Okay, in the assignment, we're going to ask you to do a little bit of research as we did with stocks and bonds. And it turns out that mutual funds are similar to stocks in your research. A little bit different, but the same idea. You get kind of the same information, although a little bit different information. And so what we're going to do is we're going to first use Google Finance. Remember I said that it's not really the best finance website? Well, the problem with finding mutual funds is often they get abbreviated in very strange ways. And there are more than one share class for many mutual funds. The mutual funds are exactly the same, but they have the A shares, the B shares, the C shares, the F shares, the R shares, the T shares. And so everything inside the mutual fund, the investment manager and all the stocks and the bonds that they invest in, they're the same, but it's just how people are being charged. So sometimes it's hard to find the correct one. Now, I give you the ticker symbol for the ones I wanted you to look up in the assignment, but say you wanted to look up a different one. So I would use Google Finance first. I would use Google or Google Finance first. And so we're going to take a look at the fund that we highlighted in the presentation, and that's called the Investment Company of America. And it's not finding it. Why not? Let's just try Google itself. I'm going to copy that and go to Google itself. Come on. And then try Investment Company of America. Ah, there it goes. Notice there's F2, there's C, there's Class A. Let's just try Investment Company of America. Now, notice that this is sponsored. This is an ad. If you clicked on that, then this company, which is the company that actually runs American Funds called Capital Group, they would actually pay Google. That's how Google makes their money. See, it's sponsored. But if we just scroll down, we'll see they're highlighting some of their other funds. Oh, here is the information without the advertisements. And look, here is what we're looking for. MUTF stands for mutual fund. AIVSX, that's the ticker symbol for the Class A shares. There's also Class F2 shares, there's Class C shares, there's Class R shares. So we want that one. So you could copy that. And you can find some good information here. Here's the company's website itself. So Investment Company American Funds. Now notice MarketWatch wants you to put American Funds in front of it. This is a bit of trivia that you could influence your friends with, amaze your friends. The company that is called American Funds is really, its name is Capital Group. Capital, they've always been called the Capital. But because they have mutual funds such as the Investment Company of America, the Income Fund of America, the Bond Fund of America, the Growth Fund of America, American Balance Fund, American Mutual Fund, they have names that have to do with America. Everyone started calling them the American Funds. So they said, oh, okay, I guess we're the American funds. But now they want to go global. So now they're calling themselves their name, which was their original name back in the 1930s, called Capital. If they had asked me, which they didn't do, I would have said, look, stay the American funds in the United States, because that's what everybody thinks of you. They think of you as the American funds in the United States. Outside the United States, you can be Capital. And that's what other companies do. If you look at Panasonic in Japan, it's not called Panasonic, it's called Standard or National or something strange. I'm not exactly sure I remember. I think it's Standard. It's Standard. So other companies do that. There are different names in different companies in different countries. But anyway, they're changing their name. So we could go to the company's website and find information on them. And they're actually a very good company. They've been around since the 1930s. Come on, sweetheart, my computer seems to slow when I'm doing these Camtasia recordings. So I don't know if it's Camtasia or if it's interface between. Notice it's still loading. My computer's usually very fast. So here's information about, notice all the different share classes that they have. Look at all the different share classes. That's where the confusion lies. And then there's some information about them, their asset mix, market capitalization, ownership zones, and the like. So let's go back. And now that we know this, let's make sure we remember AIVSX. You can copy that if you want. Now we could go to a company such as, let's go back to Yahoo. Come on, sweetheart. Come on, honey. You gotta take it. Okay, I'm gonna go back to, well, actually, there it is. Let's go to Morningstar or Yahoo. Let's go to Yahoo Finance. And remember that you don't want to click up here in Yahoo Finance because that's their search engine. You want to come on over here, close this ad first, get out of the way. Here it is, quote lookup. So I could type AIVSX and it will eventually, slowing down. There's the very famous guy. He's always filmed. He's on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. He's always filmed. I forget his name, but he's very famous. And he's very photogenic, and that's not one of the better pictures of him. He got the COVID, and the whole investment community throughout the country was rooting for him and telling him, get better, Phil or Paul, whatever his name is. It's not finding it. I don't understand why. Let's try typing Investment Company of America. No, I'm sorry. This is, oh, there it goes. Oh, yeah, it found it. Yahoo Finance is so bizarre. But it found American. Now, notice they wanted you to type American funds first, but it still found the Investment Company of America. And so we click on that, and then we'll get information that is similar to what we got with the stocks. What's the dividend yield? What's the market capitalization? They give good information like the turnover. There's the dividends, and yield is 1.36%. So this is some of the information we ask you to look for. When did it start? March of 15, 2001. No, that didn't. It started in 1930. Actually, it started in 1920s, but this company took it over in 1934. And there, these are companies that either other mutual funds that if you look for Investment Company of America, these are similar company mutual funds that you might be interested in. And then they discuss the top holdings. What are the top holdings that are in the fund? Microsoft, Broadcom, that's a chip manufacturer, GE, there's Facebook, British American Tobacco. Would you invest in a tobacco company? So these are some of the pieces of information we're going to ask you to go find. And now let's go to Morningstar. Morningstar made their bread and butter on looking at investing, researching. Come on, sweetheart. Come on, honey. Why do you take so long? Here it comes. Researching mutual funds. Now they've gone into stocks and bonds, but that's where they got their and their company Lipper was around before Morningstar, but Morningstar sort of eat their lunch. And so let's go to Morningstar. Now be careful. Morningstar is going to try to sign you up for $30 a month or $50 a month. Well, Yahoo's going to try to do the same thing, and so are some of the others. Here, get your free 7-day trial. But no, we're just going to do a study. Just going to do a search. And again, we could type in ISVSX. No, IVS. What was it again? AISVX. AISVX. And it should go, oh, you want. No, it's ASVIX. SX. No, it's not finding it. Let's type it in. American funds. There it is. Investment Company of America. AIVSX. I did that right. Didn't I do that right? I did it right. Let's try it again. AIVSX. There it is. I found it. You really want to find the ticker symbol because it's kind of hard to find without it. And so they have more information than Yahoo. In fact, Yahoo gets some of their information from Morningstar. And they give it 3 stars. They say it's okay. It's not fabulous. 5-star. And they give some of the information, the total assets, the expense ratio. And then one of the cool things that I like about Morningstar, but I don't like too much about Morningstar, but I like this one piece of information to give you, which is called the capture ratio. Did I click on risk? I think I did. Here it comes. It's just very slow. My apologies. Usually my machine is not that slow. So this, it shows you the risk. This mutual fund is below average risk, what I like, and below average return. Well, that's what you expect, right? The less risk, the less return. And then there's some other things that we talk about in Business 123. But this one right here is my favorite here. The upside-downside capture ratio. So what they're saying is, look, folks, when the market goes up 100% or 10% or whatever, they're only going to catch about 91% of the upside. But when the market goes down, they're only going to capture 92% of the downside. And that's, you know, something that I love. I want to see this number low. I'll take this low number if this number's low. And the category itself is a little bit more volatile. It'll capture 96% of the upside and 96% of the downside. And the index itself, I don't know how they figured this out, but the index should be 100% and 100%. It should not be 100% up and 102% down. I don't know how they figured that one out, but you have to be careful. And this is only for 3 years. Let's see what they say about 10-year. They'll probably say the same thing. Oh, okay. So below average return, I'm sorry, below average risk, which we love, and an average return. So that's actually a very good sign. And let's see how they did on the same thing. They had low upside, but lower downside, much lower than their category. So that's a good thing, in my humble opinion. Now, other people are going to look for a very high upside, and they'll take a high downside, too. They're more aggressive. So I know this is going to sound kind of silly, but we want you to get lost. In a nice way, of course, because there is no, and there are thousands of mutual funds. There are more mutual funds than there are stars in the sky, if you can believe that. There's about 9,000, well, visible stars in the sky, I'm sorry. There's about 9,000 visible stars in the sky, and there's 12,000 mutual funds. So figure that one out, right? And there are thousands of stocks, and there are tens of thousands of bonds, and that is what I love about the industry. There's no end to how much you can learn. And the industry needs you. Have I said that before? I think I have. We need more women. We need more minorities, bilingual, trilingual, veterans. There's a whole bunch of us all white guys that are about ready to retire or die. And we need you folks, you younger folks, to come up and come to the plate. And did we mention that the salaries are higher than national averages? I think we did. Be awesome, dear students. You are now the financial gurus for your friends and family. And after you've taken Business 123 Introduction to Investments, hint, 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 you'll be the investment gurus. We're so proud of you.